members on the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches this morning. We'll work those in as soon as we can. But now, welcome in the call, the head coach of the Elon Phoenix, Matt Matheny. Good morning, Coach Matheny.
Hey, Rob. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
Before we talk about the non-conference portion of your schedule, you guys with a challenging start to your league schedule and start 0-2, 66-54 loss to Charleston on Saturday, and then the setback at UNCW last night. Before we talk about the early part of the year, give me your view on the first two games of conference play.
It has not started off the way we hoped. We played, I think, two very good teams. Charleston here on Saturday afternoon really came in and became the aggressor in that game at the beginning. And throughout the game that persisted, we really challenged our players after that game to understand adversity strikes at all times or at some times, and we need to fight through adversity. And last night down in Wilmington, it struck early, and we got down 23-3, and I was really proud of the way our guys responded to that adversity, came back and cut it to 8. I thought we could have cut it even lower than that, but it ended up being 8 at the half. And Wilmington came out and started the second half equally as well, and it was just too big of a hole to dig out of.
UNCA has been talked about a little bit on the call this morning, top 20 RPI team. Do they look like an NCAA tournament team to you?
Wilmington?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not ready to crown them, but boy, they were good last night.
Yeah.
They're a veteran team, and you can see that when you play against them. You can feel it. They have a lot of guys that are playing well, that are playing confidently within their roles. And absolutely, and I anticipate them. Hopefully, we win the tournament, and they get the at-large bid.
We're here with Elon head coach Matt Matheny. If you have a question for Coach Matheny, just hit star one on your keypad. We've got one in queue. If you'll get that for us, Natalie.
Josh Walfish from the Daily News Record. Your line is open.
Hey, Matt. Good morning. Happy New Year to you.
Hey, Josh.
We've been talking a lot this morning about the fact that you guys, obviously, everybody in the conference playing their opening four games over this 8-day period. For you guys starting 0-2, how difficult is it for you guys to maybe regain some of that mojo as you guys kind of keep going, you know, having very few days to rest here?
It's difficult. It's difficult on everybody. The same in terms of the number of days of rest and the number of days of preparation. I think it's really challenging to kind of get off the mat after the way we started. So we know the work we have to put in place, today being the rest day and tomorrow being the preparation day. And I heard the end of Kevin's conversation. And I've been in the room in the CAA meetings. We're searching for a different way to do it, for a better way to do it. And there's a lot of conversations about what we should do. And I'm convinced that we'll be able to figure something out.
All right. Thank you.
Matt, you guys went 8-5 in the non-conference against a challenging schedule, including playing a great game against Duke. What do you feel like you learned most about your team during the non-conference portion of the schedule?
Oh, I loved our toughness in the non-conference schedule, and I think that's what's surprising to us a little bit, that we haven't parlayed that into toughness early in the conference schedule. But we faced a lot of very good teams, and we faced some very adverse conditions. One of the highlights in our non-conference schedule was a win down at South Florida, but then to turn around and go to Illinois and play in a tournament. And the game that kind of sticks out is that we beat Northern Illinois at their place, and we were down 10 at the half. And our guys came back from that hole and ended up winning a double overtime game. So we showed quite a bit of toughness in our non-conference experiences, and we got to get that mojo back as we get deeper into conference play.
one of the guys that certainly has been a pleasant surprise and has certainly emerged for you is junior Brian Dawkins, leading your team in scoring and among the league leaders in shooting percentage, not only from two but 3-point range. Talk about the year that he's had and the growth in his game.
We're thrilled with how hard he worked, and he had a great spring, summer, and fall, and we talked to our guys a lot about hard work and getting in the gym and the results that the dividends that are paid after you do that. And he's just an example, prime example of that hard work does pay off. And I think he's got a confidence because of how he's improved individually, and I think that's helped him play well so far this year. And I think he's a role model for some of our other guys.
All right, Matt, I appreciate your time today. I look forward to talking to you throughout the season and again next Tuesday.
Thanks, Rob.
All right, thanks, Sue.